Hello there, and welcome to episode 191 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We're here together again. It is May 3rd, and we will be posting this on May the 4th, so Star Wars Day, Star Wars Weekend. We have already celebrated slightly by jumping back into Fortnite. It has been ages since we've played Fortnite.
Yeah, even Epic deactivated my account for a while.
Yeah, your account had been deactivated about a week or two ago, and we heard about this coming, so you wanted to log in, and lo and behold, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
So it's good that you tried beforehand, so then you were able to get everything you had back.
Yeah, because I actually looked into it a bit, and they don't delete the account fully, they just shut it down.
Okay, so it was inactive for so long that they shut it down.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But the reason we're back in is because it's Star Wars Battles Pass season.
Yeah.
And there's X-Wings, TIE Fighters, lightsabers, Star Wars blasters. It's a whole thing this weekend. So we dove in. I dove off. Like, I literally fell off of an X-Wing. yeah. I fell down. And then a dancing Darth Vader doing the Gungam style. I mean, come on. That's priceless right there. I wish I had been recording that one. But we got a Vader, a white stormtrooper, and then your brother Sword Agent in a red stormtrooper outfit. So we were dancing to a different song and a few other songs. My game volume was a little high on the recording, so I didn't keep the whole thing. Couldn't hear me talking. But I did clip out a couple of funny things that will eventually go on the blog. The blog is like about a year and a half behind. So maybe about 2 years behind. So it'll be a little bit before we get there, but we'll get there. Gaming-wise, it's a new month. So the trading post is back up and running in World of Warcraft. So we'll probably step in and look at that pretty soon. I'm done with chores. So the rest of the afternoon before I probably go to bed early tonight is free. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Your brother got off because he's now tending to your nephew, my grandson, so that Fox can go to pick up a Walmart order. So, and yeah, happy Star Wars Day. Happy Star Wars Weekend. Because this, we're recording it the day before, but it'll go live on Star Wars Day itself. The fun political news, unless you have other gaming thoughts?
Nope.
Is, because this will be quick, I think. This will be a quick time around. They found a scapegoat for that Signal goof a while back and fired them. Or they're transferring him to become a UN ambassador instead.
Hmm.
So a slap on the wrist kind of thing. Nobody's actually gotten fired or fined or anything else. Even though the guy that actually did it, and nobody should be using Signal. There it is. So something finally came of that slightly. But the other big piece of news is that a judge said, no, you're using the Aliens and Enemies Act wrong. Stop using it this way. That's not the intent of the law. It's not how it was written. It was written to kick out members of the same nationality that are literally invading the country. And it's a super outdated law that really shouldn't be being used anyway, because the United States is a smelting pot of culture. That was the intent. That's what we've been. The idea that the current administration has, that be- because you're not citizen enough or the right skin tone enough, you should leave is just wrong.
Yeah.
But a judge has stepped in and said, no, you're doing it wrong, to the administration. A Trump-appointed judge, by the way.
Hmm.
And we'll just have to wait and see where that goes. Probably all the way to the Supreme Court. But a judge stepped up and said, they are coming for the migrants. That is not okay. And that's the good thing. That's the very good thing. Any news items that are coming to your mind, or gaming items that are coming to your mind?
I've heard that Trump has been pushing extra hard for the ability to deport American citizens.
And I think that's one reason why this judge stepped in and said, no, this act isn't that. And to deport American citizens, that falls under cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
So we'd have to literally change the Constitution. I mean, a American citizen has been deported so far, like a 2-year-old child of an illegal immigrant. So there's problems. There's problems with the way the current administration is doing things. They're not okay. And hopefully there are enough people that stand up and say it's not okay. Especially those that are actually in government somewhere.
Yeah.
But he's trying. He's working on it. We just have to keep an eye out. But anything else coming to mind, bud? Oh, Last of Us. We're still watching Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
And you're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we'll just we'll continue enjoying that as we can.
Something I have heard from multiple people, or just online in general, I mean, people who played the game doesn't like the show.
It makes sense, because the show is basically the game. They follow the script of the game super closely. No, now your older siblings both have played the games and both liked the show as well. So it's not universal.
Yeah, but I meant it's common.
Yeah. Which would make sense, because again, if you've already played through the story, it's like rereading a book. Some folks can do it. Some folks can replay a game that has a really deep story. Mm-hmm. Others can't. So there's this subset of folks that are going, oh, I've already had this story. I've already consumed this story. I don't want to consume it again. Without there being enough time to make it feel fresh and new. And, oh, I didn't remember that aspect or that aspect. That's cool. I forgot about that. Whereas my mind is a steel rusty trap, so I, for instance, have trouble rereading books, usually.
Nice.
There's a couple exceptions to that. I'm looking across you at the favorite right there. The moon is a harsh witness. Mistress. The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but I love it. But it's sci-fi, it's politics, it's justice, it's rebellion, all rolled in. So, yeah, that's one of those few books that I have read multiple times.
Nice.
It's probably time to reread it again, actually, but I have I have a backlog of books as well as games. So I'll probably keep going on my backlog. I am quite enjoying the series that I am reading right now. It's part of the Seven Realms saga.
The Demon King over there is the first book in that series by I can't pronounce her last name. Chima is the last name though. Demon King, and it's a 8-book series. You have Generation 1 with these first 4 books, and then Generation 2 is what I'm on basically. So
Nice.
the really cool thing about it is the first book followed one of the kids of the main characters of the first series. And in the second book, it's the same time period as the first book, but we're now following the younger sibling of the main character of the first book. So we're seeing a parallel story happen rather than bouncing between characters like some fantasy authors like to do.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm enjoying the difference, you know?
Yeah.
And this is my very minorly passive aggressive way to say you should read more too. But I know that's not something you greatly enjoy, so I'm leaving it alone. There are plenty of other sources of great stories, regardless of reading, but it is enjoyable if you try it again when you're not just being beaten over the head by a book from school, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe once you're out of school.
Maybe.
Politics, gaming, even some books this time around. Thunderbolts, release this weekend. We have heard very, very good things. I have a date to see it. You and I will probably see it later, or if I think, say, your other sibling, like the four of us, would enjoy it together, then maybe we could all go together and see it. Or we'll just wait for Disney Plus because movies are expensive. And
Yeah.
it's weird that I'm seeing two movies within basically a month's time, but one was Star Wars related. And the other one is MCU related, so Disney's just getting all sorts of money right now, and then Fortnite has the Disney thing going on. It's pretty wild. Rumor has it there's a Darth Jar Jar coming to Fortnite, and I am very interested to see that when it arrives. But hi there. Are there any news items, O Thunderer, since you have interjected yourself that you want to bring up?
Banana.
Bananas are an excellent source of potassium. Thank you, Thunderer. All right. Well, with that being the case, anything else, bud? Nope. You just want to get to gaming again or something after I process this?
Last of Us.
Or watch Last of Us? Nice. We'll see. With that, this has been episode 191 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. You can write in at podcast@flameflash.net or leave comment on the blog. Oh, speaking of, hi, Keela. There's shots of Kansas City in Last of Us, actually. So she wanted to point that out. Also, a storyline in Kansas City. So eventually we'll go from the Boston area to the Kansas City area, it sounds like.
Nice.
It was cool to see them in the interstate
Pickles.
as they headed west. Also, Keela wanted to point out that, yeah, last week there wasn't a whole lot that was happening otherwise, and the judges need to stand their ground,
Yeah.
which this judge finally did and finally really took the administration to task. So hopefully, that continues. Hopefully that continues. Do you have something else to say, O Thunderer, before we go? No. You're being shy now, suddenly just diving in for a hug. Okay. Well, like Keela, you can join in with comments. Popping over to YouTube, flameflash.net, podcast, or flameflashpodcast at dot WordPress, write in podcast@flameflash.net. And this was episode 191 of the flameflash.net podcast.
That's awesome.
That is. So we'll sign off here.
Live with honor.
Indeed.